WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Audie, we're still talking about it raining money last Thursday on Route 3 near the Meadowlands. A door flew open on a Brinks truck, sending the cash flooding the street. And in answer to your biggest question, no, they don't get to keep the money. Police say you can return it. For now, no questions asked. Most parents understand there is danger when their kids go online, but few realize just how pervasive the threat really is. It's the biggest takeaway from the latest New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall event, this time on cyber predators. We learned online pedophiles methodically groom kids with attention and sometimes gifts, and frequently try to manipulate them into believing their mom and dad don't understand them and aren't trustworthy.
State Police Lieutenant John Pizzurro, who heads up the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, says predators will focus on kids who don't have a lot of social media likes, then compliment them and send them gift cards, and after that...
What they're going to start doing is they're going to start manipulating the children into thinking that no one else is in their corner.
Child psychologist Dr. Stephen Tobias says when parents talk to kids about online dangers, they can...
Explain the grooming process to kids. You know, let kids know that, you know, look, if somebody's giving you something for free, that's not for free. They're going to expect something in return.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
You can get a full video replay and a list of the apps you need to check your kids' phones for now at NJ1015.com. A viral social media challenge that has been wreaking havoc around the world finally made its way to the Garden State. Brick Township school officials and local police sending out the alert to be aware and monitor kids' behavior so they don't fall prey to the Momo challenge.
Everything about the so-called challenge is disturbing. Communication starts on Facebook or WhatsApp, where a creepy avatar named Momo chats with youngsters and challenges them to perform small tasks. They often escalate into darker and more violent ones, requesting pictures as proof. Around the world, the challenge has caused everything from sleepless nights to bullying to violence and in some cases suicide. Brick Township superintendent sent a letter to parents alerting them of this potentially deadly game after a first grader was reportedly exposed to it. School officials are continuing to monitor the situation with local police. Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A local judge in Franklin, Somerset County, says he was not making a sexual innuendo when he was talking to a female defendant in a municipal case. After Judge Hector Rodriguez released the woman without bail, she asked him, "Do I owe you anything?" The judge replied, "Not that you can do in front of all of these people." Both the defense and prosecutor filed a complaint about that. The judge says he was referring to monetary bail and not a sexual favor. For the first time in months, the state's top Democrats got together for a chat, and there is still no agreement on some key issues. There will be no vote to legalize marijuana this year. They cannot agree on how much to tax it. And there will be no vote this year on raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Governor Murphy remains optimistic.
Murphy's proposal made in May included an $11 an hour minimum wage this year, increasing to $15 by 2022. It also included a slightly slower path to $15 for some workers, though only one-third as many as what the legislature currently proposes.
And I say slightly slower. We also didn't carve out on those slower paths many people.
Once those slower-tracked workers' minimum wage reached $12.50 an hour, Murphy's plan also would have given the state labor commissioner the ability to assess whether there have been adverse impacts. If not, he could speed up the raises. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Half a dozen top staffers for Governor Murphy will testify before the Legislative Committee looking into the administration's hiring practices. They include four staffers that Katie Brennan testified she told about allegedly being raped by another Murphy staffer when they both worked on a campaign. That staffer, Al Alvarez, has refused to appear before the committee. He maintains his innocence. He was never charged in the attack, although a police report was taken. It remains unclear if Governor Murphy will be called to testify or if he would testify if he was called. Be wary if you are looking to buy a used car. Following two different reports about illegal activity taking place in New Jersey's wholesale used car industry, Assemblyman Paul Moriarty is sponsoring legislation to give consumers who buy a used vehicle expanded rights and force people who want to get a license to sell used cars to undergo a criminal background check.
We have major problems. It's time to take the steps to close these loopholes that are allowing bad actors to operate in New Jersey.
A recent State Commission of Investigation report found the wholesale used car industry in New Jersey is plagued by tax fraud, insurance fraud, and consumer fraud in general. Police have very broad powers in New Jersey to confiscate your property, even if you have not been convicted of any crime, and often just the accusation is enough. We've been doing some digging and found an astounding $5.5 million in cash, cars, computers, even shoes and valuable baseball cards were taken by police over just a six-month period. In many cases, even if no charges are filed against you, New Jersey law forces you to prove that you're entitled to get your stuff back, and most won't because it's too expensive to fight it in court. We have more details and a map of where these seizures are most prevalent at NJ1015.com. Jersey City has been teaming up with Amazon trying to thwart package thefts during this holiday season. Police have been placing dummy boxes outside houses in areas of the city where multiple thefts have occurred. The boxes are equipped with GPS devices and can be tracked. Police will also use the surveillance photos to identify suspects. State lawmakers are poised to give final approval on Monday to a plan to hike taxes on airline fuel to enhance the chances for a PATH station to be built at Newark Airport. United Airlines executive Daniel Lynch says the bill would add another $20 million a year to the airline's fuel costs, which are already $2.3 billion higher than last year.
It's just not sustainable. It'll curb growth. It'll stop job creation at Newark Airport. It'll drive all that growth to LaGuardia and JFK. I don't think that's a smart economic policy for this state.
The bill was amended to be limited to airports with at least 20,000 scheduled commercial flights a year, meaning Atlantic City and Trenton Mercer airports would be excluded. While New Jersey transit officials are confident they'll make enough progress installing critical safety equipment to meet a year-end federal deadline, the testing and deployment of positive train control could take until the end of 2020. Executive Director Kevin Corbett says that could mean limited service closures again next year.
Depending on how that testing goes, we may ad hoc have to do select weekends or something like that.
Transportation Commissioner Diane Gutierrez-Gassetti says there are about 158 train cars that need positive train control equipment installed, but she's confident the Federal Railroad Administration will accept the work that's already been done. Three teen girls say they were attacked at the Deptford Mall over a parking space. The girls were waiting for a friend when two couples who had to park a couple of spots farther away walked by and started yelling at them about being comfortable white girls. At some point, punches started flying, racial epithets were thrown. The girls were pummeled, all suffered concussions and other injuries. Their attackers fled before police arrived. We have video of the incident at NJ1015.com. A Montclair ice cream shop has closed because of what the owner says is pressure from extremist radical liberals. The shop was called Dairy Air, spelled D-A-I-R-Y-A-I-R, Dairy Air. It featured a racy, sexy cow logo. Some locals even held a community meeting to object to it and demand that owner Anthony Tortorello change the name and logo. He refused and ultimately decided he was just going to close up shop. It still stinks in Middlesex County. Residents in many towns have been wondering what that smell is. It's tons of rotting garbage from the landfill in East Brunswick. Workers are making improvements to a gas collection system, which takes the smelly gas from the landfill to a plant in Sayreville to be burned to make electricity. While they're working, the gas is leaking out and it's made things a bit smelly. Some sad news from Howell. The record store is closing. Jeff Lago opened that store 30 years ago. He's now 60 and ready to call it a career. It was one of the last places you'd go in New Jersey to buy actual vinyl records, but also CDs and collectibles and comic books. A going out of business sale will start January 1. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. All of our content available anytime on demand through the NJ101.5 smartphone app. And I'm Eric Scott. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. Join me Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news. It's New Jersey's first news at 5. Then stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.
Welcome to the weekend. I'm New Jersey 101.5 Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And I'm Trafficologist Bob Williams. It's the weekend of December 14th to the 16th, and we had rain and precipitation on Thursday, Dan. It looks like the weather's going to be changing again.
That's right. Next storm system moves in just in time for the weekend. No wintry weather to worry about for Saturday and Sunday, but we've got a whole bunch of rain. That rain's going to move in early Saturday morning. It's going to be steady or heavy at times during the day on Sunday. I think we are facing a total washout for the first half of the weekend, but high temperatures in the 50s, so at least it's kind of warm. Could be our warmest day in almost 2 weeks. Sunday, the chance for rain will continue. We may salvage a piece of the day. I'm not totally convinced. Eventually, temperatures are going to fall. Brisk wind, highs on Sunday only in the 40s, and then Bob, as we go back to work and school on Monday, we'll have to watch out for a few snow showers, maybe even some light accumulations, but the ground is going to be pretty warm and pretty wet, so we might just see some flakes flying around on Monday.
And some construction spots to watch out for this weekend. South on Route 287 in Edison. Nighttime repairs on the ramp to Route 1 in Edison. Careful on Route 206. They have new traffic patterns in Montgomery and in Hillsboro as the bypass project progresses. The Devils are at home this Friday night against the Vegas Knights at Prudential Center. Should be a close to a sellout, so expect delays along Route 21. The Jets and Giants have home games this weekend. The Jets host the Texans on Saturday at 4:30, and the Giants host the Titans at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Expect delays before and after the games along MetLife Stadium's Route 3 and the Turnpike. And probably, Dan, the most traffic we will see over the weekend will be in the parking lots at the malls and shopping centers. People get their stuff done before the Christmas, and there's going to be many battles for parking spots, so be nice out there.
Be nice. Santa Claus is watching, of course. All right, thanks, Bob. Remember, weather and traffic updates every 15 minutes, all day, every day on New Jersey 101.5. Download our free mobile app for instant notifications of any big problems. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
I'm trafficologist Bob Williams. Have a great weekend.
See ya.